the Tanan, we learned like this. Hamadir tainim bechatzeroi, somebody again moves around, or tainim figs in his own chotzer, liktsois in order to dry them out. In other words, right now the figs are not finished. It's wet figs. You want to first use them and then dry it out. So it's lenigma malachtoi. The locher is bonovu b'nei beisoi oichle mehmarai. His children's, the family are allowed to eat from these figs now. Anara, a snack you're allowed to take. Optur min ha-maiser. And the pot of him giving off maiser if you're only eating a snack. Yep. So this is the locher that lenigma malachtoi and you're allowed to eat a snack. The Tony Law learned on this. Rabbi Yaakov Mechayev. Rabbi Yaakov says nothing doing this Mechayev. In other words, since the fruits are in your chotzer, Rabbi Yaakov holds that a chotzer is kevas latruma semaisris, even on Paris shlod nigra malachton. So that's what Rabbi Yechon is saying. You should know we don't pass like Rabbi Yaakov. We pass, you know, that even though the figs came into your chotzer, but since they're not in its final stage yet, you want to dry them out yet, you're allowed to eat from them aray, but even without taking off truma semaisris. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda pointed. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda also holds your part to know that chotzer is not kevas if the peris was lo nigra malachton. Fight the truma. What was Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush about truma? Lafukim and Rebbe Lezer. Here, in other words, even though before we said we don't want to say lafukim and Rebbe Lezer, but here there's nobody else that says this din, so we have to say it's lafukim and Rebbe Lezer. The Tanan we learned. Peiros sher tormon archla nigra malachton. If you have these figs that are not dried out yet, and you went ahead and took off truma, you took off truma gederla 1/50th. Is Rebbe Lezer oyselechem emarai? Rebbe Lezer says, since you took off truma gedolah, from now on you're not allowed to eat from these fruits, even on a snack, unless you're finished taking off the maizris. The chachamim matirim. The chachamim say, no, it's mutter. So Ravin is telling us, like from Rebbe Yechanan, that we pass like the chachamim and not like Rebbe Lezer. That even though you took off truma, still you're allowed to continue eating before you took off the rest of the maizris, since it's ashlanigma malachton. You're allowed to finish eating in achilas arai. Nekach, what's the chiddush of nekach of a sale? If you buy it, the kritnan we learn like this. Halakeach tainim miamoritz. If somebody buys tainim, somebody buys these figs, often amoritz. Bimokim in a place, shiroi bin a yodim dursin. That most of the people eat the figs when they're first dried out. They don't eat them right now when they're wet. So the kit of the figs is called loy nigra malachton. Is alocha oichamem arai. You're allowed to eat from it, but it's a snack. Oichamem arai, a snack you can eat from it. O maitzrin demai. But later, when you want to eat an achilas akva, you know you have to take off truma semaisis of demai. So you see clearly, even though you bought these fruits, still you're allowed to eat from it an achilas arai. Shema mina tlas. Of here we hear three different halachas. Shema mina, first of all, we hear that mekach ein kavas. That even though you bought it off an amoritz, still you're allowed to continue eating it an achilas arai. Ela bedavish nigma malachtoin. Only if it was nigma malachtoin, the fruits were finished stage, then you're not allowed to eat if you bought it. Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over. Again, Yishma mina tlas. And here we hear three chedushim. Shma mina mekach ena kevas, ela bedover shenigra malachtoi. That a mekach, that we say if you buy fruit, it's called a kvas, you can't eat from it, it's only if the fruits are in its final stage already. But if the fruits, like here, these figs were not finished, you still want to try them out yet? Even though you bought them, you're allowed to eat them in an achilas arai. O shmamina roi v'amioritz maisvenhen. Also, we see from here that is a din of demai. When you buy peris of an amoritz, you have to take off maisvenhen. It's not like a vadechiv. It's only called demai means it's a chumra b'yalma midrabonin. Because really, roi v'amioritz do take off maisvenhen. So really, it should be potter. That's why it's called lashon of demai. It's only a chumra b'yalma that we have to do it. O shmamina, another chiddush is, maisvenhen demai miyamoritz afilu b'dovash enigma malachtoi. That even though you bought these fruits off the Amoritz before it was in its finished process, still when you go to the Achilas Kva, you have to first take off the Truma Semaisris. In other words, even though the fruits are the Nigra Malachton, still we say you have to take off Demai. Maisrim Demai is Miamoritz Afilu Badavish and Nigra Malachton. So I'm not sure what the Chiddush is. One way to learn the Chiddush is that it's still only called Demai, that maybe since the Nigra Malachton, like for sure, they didn't take off Maisris yet. We say, no, still you have to take off demai. Still it's only called demai. Or else maybe, since it's la nigra malachton yet, maybe about midirais, there's no chiv truma semaisus. So maybe midirabonin, you shouldn't have to do it. Kamashmon, yes, even though it's only chiv midirabonin, still you have to take off truma semaisus. Now the Gemara says, that we say, if you buy it, you potter, that's lafukem yehod etnan, not like we just learned. The tanan we learned like this, hamach liv peresim chaveroi. This is like you're exchanging a pound of apples for a pound of pears. So Rashi said this is called Haina Mechir. That's called you're buying it. That Zelecho Bezelecho, both places they're finished. It's in its final stage. You want to eat it. Zelixes, Zelixes, or else each one of them is not in its final stage yet. I want to sell you. I'm giving you a pound of figs that I want to dry out yet. And you give me back a pound of grapes that I want to squeeze out yet to get the wine. So both of them are not finished yet. Now, or else Zelecho Bezelixes, one is finished, one is not finished yet. Chayiv. You should know you have to take off Trumas and Isis. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Lecho Chayiv. If you're buying fruits that are already finished already, then talk there's a chiv trumas and maizus. Abolik tzais potter, shno, if you buy them, you buy peiris that lo nigra malachton, you're buying them and you still have plans to dry them out yet, in such a case, you're potter for taking off trumas and maizus. So, that's what we're learning here though, that's what Rabbi Yechon also said, that buying it is not kevas la maizah. Yeah, hadrin alecho hamevi. In other words, left in, that's like Rabban Paskin for the name of Rabbi Yechonin. That even though you buy the fruits, the kol zman is lo nigra malachton, it's not kavas lemaiser. You're allowed to eat from it, and achilas arai is still mutter. Yehadun alecha hanayim. Zakti mishnah. Ma'ashilin peiros derech haruba b'yomtiv. You're allowed to lower down your fruits. Like Rashi says, if you have wheat or barley on top of your roof, that you wanted them to dry out, and now you see it's going to start raining soon, and you don't want the rain to ruin your wheat or barley. So you're allowed to throw down the barley through the aruba, that's the window on top of the roof. In other words, on the roof itself there's a window, so it's not that much tirch involved. You're allowed to lower it down there. But then, Achnam, if there's a window coming up, and it's like our normal windows, there's a wall, and you have to pick it up a little bit to throw it through the window, that's too much tirch, that's also to do on Yom Tov. Right, and the Mishnah says, Avolei b'Shabbos. But on Shabbos, even this much tirch, just letting down the wheat and barley from your roof, is also to do on Shabbos. Vaito mechasen peiros bekelim mifnei hadlaf. You're allowed to cover up your peiros if you have fruits, or else there's barley and wheat on top of your roof, and you see now, or else in your house, and you see now some dirty rainwater is going to fall on top of it. You're allowed to cover it up with kelim to protect it. Mishum mehefsin momen, this tirch is mutter. V'chein kade yain v'kade shemen. The same thing, you have a pitcher, a barrel of wine, or a barrel of shemen, that you're afraid the rainwater, dirty water, will fall into it, you're allowed to cover it up on Yom Tov. V'noisnin kli tachas hadlaf b'Shabbos. If you have dirty rainwater falling into your house, there's a leak there on Shabbos, you're allowed to put a kli, like a pitcher, underneath it to catch the water, that the water should not ruin your whole house. Even though it's a shalav b'mevato kli mehechonai, we'll see in the Gemara exactly why it's mutter. And we'll see all these cases in the Gemara, what's the locha. Zot the Mishnah, Zot the Gemara. Itma, we learned. Rav Yehuda v'Rav Nosson. These two, Chatoni Mashilin, one is Gerus now Mishnah, the way we have it, Mashilin, lowering down the terrace through the window of the roof. The Chatoni Mashilin. One says the Gerus in the Mishnah should be Mashilin with a Ches. Now, Amma Mazlutra says that both are right. Mandatoni Mashilin loy Mishtabash is not making a mistake. Or Mandatoni Mashilin is also loy Mishtabash, is also not making a mistake. In other words, both these Lashonis means a Lashon of lowering down. Man de toni mashilin, the one that learns in our Mishnah means mashilin, like we have it. Le mishtabish is not wrong. The Pasuk says, ki yishol zeitcho, that if your alas fall off, yishol. To see, mashilin means lashon of falling down. O man de toni mashilin, the one that says the word you give should be mashilin, is also le mishtabish. He's also not making a mistake. It's man we learned. Ha shechoel v'haksul. These are two different type of mum that apply to an animal that's a bechor. When a bechor has the mum, then your kain is allowed to eat it. So hashchul v'yaksul. What are these two mumim? Shchul shenishmato yerechai. His yerech, his thigh, fell down. But Rashi says these are both the mumim the Torah says about the sarua. That means echad mi'avorav is godu mechaveroi. If one of his limbs is bigger than the other one, that's a mum. So here shchul means that the thigh fell down. So again, we see shchul means coming down. Ksul means she'echad mi'achaisav gavoya. One of his thighs are higher up mechaveroi than its chaver. So it's very good that you see Lashon Shchol means lowering down. Omar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, man de toni mashirin loy mishtabish. Whoever says the Lashon of mashirin in our mission is also good. Mashirin also means Lashon of lowering down, bringing down. O man de toni mashirin, if you go to our mission, mashirin is also loy mishtabish. You're also not making a mistake. Mashirin also means lowering down. Now, o man de toni mashirin, a third Lashon, is also loy mishtabish. All these three words also means lowering down. Mashirin, Mashirin, and Manshirin. Now we say, man, the Tony Mashirin, whoever's girls now Mishnah, not Mashilin. But Mashirin is Le Mishtabish, not making a mistake. Tetznan, we learned the Mishnah Nozir. Rabbi Yishmael Leimer, Nozir Lo Yichof Roshoi. Ba'adama, a Nozir, there's a lot of a Nozir can't cut off his hair. So he's not allowed to even wash his hair like wash it with dirt, with Adama. Nefnei Shemashir is Asar, because it pulls off the hair. See, Lashon of Mashir means Lashon of coming off, pulling down, the hair comes off. Now, Oman Detoni Mashirin, whoever's girls now Mishnah, the word of Mashirin, is also Le Mishtav, is also not making a mistake. The Tanan we learned, Hashechor Rashi says that's Tar, that's a razor. Al Shem Shemashir is Hashar, Al Moloshin Hashvolu. You're pulling off the hair, Lashon of coming down. So Hashechor, a razor, Vihazug, the scissors, shall Svarim of a barber. Alpha Pish and Echluku, even though they came into two pieces, Timayim, still the tummy. In other words, each piece is still fit to be used, therefore it's Makabotuma. Now, Mandatoni Manshirin, the third Lashon of Manshirin, is also Lemishtabish, you're also not making a mistake. The Tznan we learned, Misha Noshroi Kele B'mayim. If your clothing, Rashi says, Noflu B'mayim, your clothing fell into the water on Shabbos, is Mahalach Bem, you let us still continue walking with wet clothing on Shabbos. You don't have to be afraid. Some people will be marasayin. People will say you washed your clothing on Shabbos. So you see, in Shenoshru, Manshir Nos means falling down. In Ami or else, Mehod the Tanan. Here that we learn the Mishnah in Peya that says, Ezeu Lekid, what's called Lekid that the Anim have right to take? Hanoyshe Bishas Tzira. The stalks that fall off, Bishas, you're cutting down the stalks, what the one or two that fall down, that's called Lekid. You see, Loshen of Hanoyshe, Noyshe Mos means falling down. Therefore, if you go to now Mishnah, Manshirin is also okay. They all mean the same thing, that your ladder lowered down Paris from your roof into your house on Yom Tov to stop the water. Al Hefsid Mom and it's Mutter, even though it's a Tircha. Since it's not that much Tircha, not that much of a bother, this much bother the Rabbanu will matter for you to do on Yom Tov. Vaita. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Mashilin Paris Derech Aruba Be Yom Tov. Your ladder lowered down your fruits from the roof down into your house on Yom Tov. For the Gemara at Kama. But how much, how many bundles of wheat, of barley, are you allowed to lower down? Is there any shear to exactly how much tircha you could do? Amar Reb Zeir, Amar Rabasi. V'yamilo Amar Rabasi, Amar Reb Yechidin. Ki oise sheshninu. Like we learned another Mishnah in Shabbos, we'll learn out from that Mishnah in Shabbos, the same halachas would apply here. It says over there, Mefanin arbo v'chomesh kupoi shoteven. V'sheltfua. If you have a room, that you're storing in the room, in the meantime, a few bundles, kupois, full of straw or full of tfuah, of wheat. Now you want to clean out that room on Shabbos with Neyorchim, because you're getting visitors, guests, so you want them to be able to sleep there, eat there, you want to clean out the room. So you're allowed to clean out four or five bundles of tevin and of tfuah. Or else, umifnei bito besemedrish. You want to give a shiur to learn Torah, and you have no other place to give the shiur to learn Torah, so you're allowed to clean out this room in order to learn there. So we see four or five kupais, that's how much you're allowed to do tircha to clean it out. So Melahu Adin and Al Mishnah also on Yom Tov, this would be four or five kupas will be mutter to lower down through the roof into your house. So Mara says, no, we can't announce one halacha from the other for a few reasons. The Dilma may be Shani Hosa, maybe over there in Shabbat is different. The Yika Vitol Beis Medrash. You want to lower it down in order to make there shouldn't be a Vitol Beis Medrash. Abul Hocha, the Lekal Vitol Beis Medrash. Here we're not talking about stopping learning, it's only you want to save money here, Loi. Maybe in our Mishnah they were not matter so much of a tircha. In Ami also maybe hosta minor time of the Abba v'chamish kupa shari mishum Shabbos. Maybe over there by Shabbos that's why they matter four or five bundles. The chamirit because it's very strict Shabbos. For yosla zazule if we let you do four or five we're not afraid you come to be mazals or do more or do other averus. Avo yom tov mashek in our Mishnah here it's only on yom tov to kill. Yom tov is not so chomer like Shabbos. There's no chiyuv miser on yom tov. It's only alive if you do the melacham. We're afraid maybe you come to be mazalzel and do things wrong, other things wrong. So maybe we're not even matter four or five. Klalo klaloi. So what a klal klal zlavdafka just means maybe not so much. You can't learn out from that Mishnah Shabbos to our Mishnah here on Yom Tov. That's one way to say that on Shabbos is mutter four or five, but maybe here on Yom Tov is not mutter so much. Inam, I'll tell you another svara. Let's look at it the other way. Hosam minor time over there by Shabbos. Over there by Shabbos, you know why it's only Mutta 4 or 5? To lack a Hefsin Mammon. Because there's no loss of money over there. That's why they only let you take out 4 or 5 bundles. Aval Hochot, Yika Hefsin Mammon. But over here in our Mishnah, where you see the rain is coming, and the rain will ruin your wheat and barley, maybe Afil Tuvanami, maybe even a latch you're allowed to throw down. So therefore, for now, Mishnah can't learn out from over there on Shabbos. So therefore, we're still blind by Suffolk and our Mishnah, exactly how many kupas are you allowed to lower down on Shabbos from the roof down to your house. All right, so we'll stop here. Mishnah will continue next tape. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding that Lamed Vav. So we're still in the middle of Shilas, that in our Mishnah it says Halacha here, that on Yom Tif, if you have wheat or barley on top of your roof, and you have a window there, you're allowed to throw the barley down the window into the house. If you see rain is coming, you're afraid the rain will ruin your wheat, you're allowed to have this tircha of throwing it down the aruba into your house, because it's not such a tircha. Now the Gemara had a suffix, how much are you allowed to throw down? 5, 4, 6, how many bundles are you allowed to throw down? So Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the Gemara on Shabbos, and the Gemara said from the Gemara on Shabbos there's no raya to hear. Over there was a special heter because it was L'Sorech Beis HaMedrash, or L'Sorech Orchim, or there were Shabbos, therefore they were matter to Mafanin, Abo V'Chomesh Kupos. But it could be in our Mishnah, then they're not matter so much. So the kids of the Gemara wasn't poshut exactly how much tircha, how many bundles are allowed to throw down on Yom Tif from your roof into your house. So that was one shaila we weren't poshut yet.